Well, more trouble for the Tokyo Olympics, just one day before the curtain officially goes up. The director of the opening ceremony has been fired over a decades-old comedy skit in which he joked about the Holocaust. The Games are proceeding despite massive opposition from the Japanese public, who remain locked down because of the pandemic. The whole enterprise has underlined the power of the International Olympic Committee, which has ridden roughshod over the wishes of the people and the government of Japan, while the IOC vice president has been slammed for his comments to Queensland's premier. Rachel Mealy reports.
It's yet another tale of woe for the organisers of the Tokyo Games. The man who's in charge of tomorrow's opening ceremony, Kentaro Kobayashi, has been sacked after this video of a comedy performance from 1998 emerged. In it, he makes light of the Holocaust. Tokyo 2020 President Seiko Hashimoto says he was sacked immediately. She says the games are beset with problems, but will be remembered for Tokyo's resilience. It's all been in stark contrast to the initial rush of excitement when Tokyo was named the host city in 2013.
The International Olympic Committee has the honour of announcing that the games of the 32nd Olympiad in 2020 are awarded to the city of Tokyo. Yeah!
Donna Weeks is a professor of political science at Musashino University in Tokyo. She says the initial enthusiasm about the 2020 Games was infectious in Japan, but now that's all but gone.
Yeah, certainly since last year and the pandemic setting in and what's happened in the year and a half since, the mood has definitely changed, without a doubt.
As the COVID pandemic took hold, there was relief in Japan when the decision was made to postpone the event for 12 months. But in the year that's passed, Professor Weeks says the Japanese people have seen the power of the International Olympic Committee writ large.
Really had our eyes opened to just how much influence and power the IOC has in all of this. That's, I think, the thing that most people are quite shocked about.
But the Olympics will roll on after Japan.
The International Olympic Committee has the honour to announce that the Games of the 35th Olympiad are awarded to Brisbane, Australia.
Professor Weeks is originally from Brisbane. She says Tokyo's experience of the Games should sound a warning bell to Brisbane's organisers that the IOC will do whatever it takes to get its way.
I think we've really got to look very closely at the way the relationship between the hosts here and the IOC has gone about. And, you know, we've got 11 years, but I think it's really something we're going to have to look very closely at in terms of how the Brisbane Olympics might go.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk may have already had a taste of that power in this exchange with IOC Vice President John Coates.
You are going to the opening ceremony. I'm still the Deputy Chair of the Canada Leadership Group. And so far as I understand, that there will be an opening and a closing ceremony in 2032. And all of you have got to get along there and understand the traditional parts of that, what's involved in an opening ceremony. So none of you are staying behind and hiding in your rooms, all right?
Anastasia Palaszczuk had suggested to reporters she'd be watching the event from her hotel. She says she wasn't offended by John Coates's remarks. Professor Weeks says the exchange didn't play well for people watching on from Tokyo.
You know, there's another two opening ceremonies. You know, it's Paris and Los Angeles to go yet. I mean, she can visit those. To be sort of strong-armed like that in such a public way, I think was a bit shocking for a lot of people here too.
John Coates says his remarks were misinterpreted. He's told Nine newspapers the media has been giving the Premier a hard time, saying she shouldn't go to the opening ceremony. He says he was helping her and taking some of the heat off the Premier by ordering her to attend the ceremony.
Rachel Mealy with that report.